Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boom, here we go. It's time to take a break. Honestly, we're supposed to take a break at 12:15. It's 12:15. We're going to take a break pretty quick here because we really have already been a part of the show. Text a topic. Play the music, Dave Harrigan.
Normally, Chad's the boss when it comes to show content around here, but today, he's feeling philanthropic. Give us your talkers. Nothing is too microscopic. The wide range of ideas is sure to be kaleidoscopic, and sure, the discussion may turn a bit myopic, but that's what you get when we invite you to text a topic.
I have a bountiful of topics, a cornucopia of topics, but I want you to have your chance right here. I could talk about the Pablo Lopez injury. That's a problem. I could talk about Trump thinking we've solved our immigration issue by the 12 countries and then the 7 other countries. I don't know, crazy idea. Maybe we could just look at people individually and decide if they can come in or not. Nope, you're from this country, so you're automatically bad. I could go with that, including my country, Harrigan. I've basically been banned from the United States of America. Chad, banned.
Yeah. It's been a nice run for you.
Yeah. Apparently, I have to go back to Chad. I could talk about, I'm going to talk about Ferris Bueller. I don't know what I'm saying there.
Go ahead.
Ferris Bueller.
There it is.
40 years ago today. We're going to talk about that at 1:35. Because it is the greatest high school college comedy of all time. And it's 40 years today if you go by the ball game. But we want you, you know, what does Chuck Barkley say? There are bus drivers and there are bus riders. Normally, we're the bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. Sometimes you're the bus driver, sometimes I'm the bus driver. Today, next segment, you are the bus drivers and we're the bus riders. Right now, text the Dave Harrigan talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. If you do not text us during the break, you know that scam text you received yesterday that you need to pay tickets? If you don't text us now at 651-461-9226, I have access to your credit card, and I'm going to charge you $200. What do you think about that, Harrigan?
That feels just about right. I still feel bad that I was left out of the text scam.
Yeah.
No one cares to scam me. Fine.
If you want to call in and ask your question, then finish with, that works too. You give us an onslaught of texts. 651 461-9226. Home today because I was involved in some serious Quentin juggling. And Kathleen had major leg surgery weeks ago. So it's been a lot of Quentin juggling. So I'm here. I can turn around right now. And you know what I'm looking at, Dave Harrigan? Pella windows. They look fantastic. This house is over 20 years old. I was not the original homeowners, but I moved into this house only a few years after it had been built, and it was a great, great bonus to find out that Pella windows and doors were a part of this home. They have been great the entire run while I've lived here. Last year, I went to the Plymouth showroom, talking about Pella windows and doors, PellaNorthland.com. And I said, I want you to come out. I want to see how my windows are doing. And there were a few windows that are like, yeah, you should replace these. But the overwhelming majority, they're like, oh, they're still in great shape. And then they said, how about your kitchen? We want to do a couple different things. And they did it, and they improved my house dramatically. They'll do the same for you. Plymouth, Woodbury Showrooms. Go online, PellaNorthland.com. They'll come out for free and take a look at your home. And now I'm moving. Hey, 25 years in one neighborhood is enough. I'm moving. And the next place, of course, Pella Windows and Doors. Right now for the month of June, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. They're great. Around for 100 years. PellaNorthland.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Alan, what is our bumper music today, sir?
Well, since our state legislature has never met a self-imposed deadline, they didn't just want to bust right through.
Yep.
We're making the theme today, deadlines, songs associated with deadlines, because this is going to be the place, darn it, where deadlines do matter today.
We are a show that believes in deadlines. Is that what you're suggesting?
100%. Deadlines mean something here on the Chad Hartman Show.
I like it. Okay, a number coming in. Let's get more. It's text to topic. You offer up something. We react. 651-461-9226. Among the texts, what is your most annoying trait? I'll go first. You can react, of course. You deal with me. Very often, my most annoying trait is I'm in your life too much. I fixate on things. I'm stubborn. And I'm a tremendous lover. And so I spoil it for all the other men on the planet. Those are my top three.
In that order.
What do you got?
Top three in order?
No, The Tremendous Lover, parts one.
Okay, that's interesting. I've not heard that. In fact, I've heard quite the opposite. My most annoying trait is that I really like to annoy certain people in my life. My wife
would
tell
you. Well, I think that's fun, right?
I think it's fun. I don't think they find it as fun. And I don't know if fixating is the right word, but I find my lanes, and I don't get out of them when it comes to the annoyance.
Yeah. I'm bad at it. I'm better at the fixating thing than I used to be. But, yeah, I'm not the best at, you know, when I notice something that I should just shut up about, no big deal, but I mention it when I really shouldn't mention it. Just, yeah, it's an issue. Text the topic 651-461-9226. If you put ketchup on your All-American hot dog on July 4th, should you be deported? If you put ketchup on anything, I think firing squad is possible. Not guaranteed, but possible. Dave Aragon, how about if Trump, when's the big military parade? Is that this month?
Yeah, I believe it's so. It's coming up quick.
I think it's coming up. Tied to his birthday. I mean, think about it. The President of the United States is having a military parade because he wants to celebrate his own birthday. It's amazing.
June 14th.
I think he should announce. What day is it again?
June 14th.
Oh, we're coming up soon.
Yeah, 9 days away.
I think he should announce quickly that the president, likes to ban things.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to pressure. He's going to ban ketchup. I see Donald Trump as a ketchup lover.
He is a ketchup lover, I'm pretty sure. Didn't we get the stories towards the end of term number one when he was all mad and throwing food against the wall that there was ketchup stains on the wall of like the Oval Office or something like that?
Maybe. I'm forgetting that one. Oil change at 5K or 10K? 10K. Come on, right?
I am a believer in oil changes when they are due. I think 5K is very fair. I think 10K is you're dancing a little bit too close with the devil there.
Why not just an oil change every day with your fancy car?
I've got people who do that for me. I don't really have to worry about bringing it in. That's the nice thing.
Revisit the Chad Hartman policy. I'm reading text. I never refer to myself in third person, but I have to here. Revisit the Chad Hartman policy and how much of a graduation ceremony someone is expected to sit through when the class is 500 plus. Well, if you're either an A or a B, A, B, C right in there, or you're an X, Y, Z, if you want to be at the top, you're not disrupting people. If you want to leave early, arrive late, no problem. And all of you are acting like this is outrageous. You'd love to do it. You know it's right, but you're afraid to say what I'm saying is the truth. Is that correct, Dave Aragon?
Your stance is hellaciously selfish. You're supporting the class. Be there. You're assuming there you are with people you like, family members, friends. How about you just hang out for a half hour to an hour, however
long
it takes?
We can't talk. We're not supposed to talk. We're not supposed to be disruptive.
Okay, be like the kids. Just text each other. You're sitting right next to her. Just text each other.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good. Doghouse Radio. The purchase your partner made that was almost worthy of divorce proceedings. I'll just say there might have been one partner of mine who, whenever we would talk about something that we need to stop this particular purchase, it would continue over and over and over again. And it was super annoying. You got one?
You can't
got
tell
one
us,
from Lindsay?
Can't something tell us Lindsay's what the purchase done? Was?
No comment. I'll just leave it at a no.
Oh, come on. I will say hers was when some kids, I believe Boy Scouts, showed up at the door many, many years ago. I was not home at the time. She answered the door. They were selling popcorn for 20 bucks, whatever they sell it for. and she gave them the $20, support the Boy Scouts. And the kid said, oh, well, like, do you actually want the popcorn?
What?
And she said, I guess not. And she told me the story of how she spent $20 on popcorn that we never received.
God, you're cheap, man. That's the divorce right there.
No,
the
I'm saying
$20 popcorn. That's it.
No,
I mean,
the,
come on.
The point is, if you had just simply wanted to make a donation, go right ahead. But if we're buying popcorn, you better take that popcorn. Don't let the kids hustle you. I told you on Monday about the kids that did the window washing. One of them left behind a squeegee, I noticed yesterday. So I made a squeegee. I earned a squeegee out of the bit.
Which of the banned countries would you move to for a year? I have to move to Chad, don't I?
I think that's in the it's in the contract.
Yeah. I'm sure the host of the show would have a military parade for himself if he could. Never, ever, ever, ever. Violence in young males, causes, reasons. That one's too complicated for a quickie segment right here. Why don't you jot that one down? Because it's an enormous issue. It is, and we've known forever that when individuals young, brain is still forming, the idiocy that can take place is staggering. But now it's with violence. It's without responsibility. It's craziness. It's intimidation. It's menacing. And I'm not suggesting, Dave, I'm not going to be perfect. Well, it's perfect. 10, 20, 30, pick the time years ago. But is there any doubt right now that there are more, that there's more violence related to, let's say, 14 to 24-year-old boys/men than before?
Certainly feels that way.
Access to the weaponry, the social media coverage of it. It's, I think it's frightening. It's sad, too. The baby podcasts. I'm amused by them. Are you amused by them? Or are you done with them? These are the podcasts which have popped up lately, whether it's stations in town across the country, TV, radio, where instead of seeing the adults, it's a baby version and funny parts of their show now told, if it's two people talking, one person talking, six people talking, as a young, young version. What do you think of that?
Bored with it. Not interested. E-Trade did it in the Super Bowl about, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Come on.
Should you confront a neighbor who doesn't upkeep the property? Dave, is that you?
Ooh, no, that is definitely not me.
Nah. Not me. Car wash. Automatic or soaped down by women in bikinis. Could we in the metro area, without people ready to riot, have a car wash with attractive women in bikinis? It would become a major talker, right?
It would, perhaps for a time, but absolutely we could.
Without pushback of the sexification of young women?
Hey, if the women are putting on this car wash, if it's not, you know, men saying, I'm operating this car wash and this is how you're going to dress.
Right.
But, you know, if it's women that want to do that to make a few extra bucks on the car wash, you know, the argument of, well, you can't tell them what to wear, right?
Yeah. More power to them is your point?
Yes, absolutely.
Is this your side gig now? Are you going to try to organize these across the metro area?
Well, I actually do them myself. I look good in a two-piece, Chad.
On that frightening note, let's pause and talk about mandatory service. Something Sean Hannity mentioned the other day I was intrigued about. Let's discuss when we come back. In the home of the Twins, they're on today. First pitch in Sacramento, 235 WCCO. Sean Hannity, very successful TV, radio show recently, in fact, yesterday, told his listeners that Israel's universal conscription.
Model. There it is.
What the heck's happening?
There it is.
Thank you. Jeez, what was going on there? It's a standard the U.S. should follow. Yeah, maybe even knowing how to say it. Conscription. I'm still struggling with it. What the heck? This comes after Hannity praised the IDF after having met with the members on Tuesday. Okay, I'm not suggesting, Dave Harrigan, that all men and women, when they're 18, need to enroll in the military. That's not what I'm suggesting. Maybe some are. I want us to debate, does it make sense? Let's make it 18 to 25 that all men and women, young men and women in this country, some level of community service, would that be beneficial to those individuals? Would that be beneficial to our country? It could be in various forms. Obviously, the military is one option. There are ways to help out in your city, in your state. Maybe even you're allowed to help out other countries in some ways. Some sort of mandatory involvement. I'm intrigued. Because you then have to think about, well, how wide does it have to be? What counts? And then, Dave, what is the punishment if you're not involved? What is your initial instinct, ladies and gentlemen, when I offer up that those individuals, let's just say 18 to 25, you want to make it 18 to 30, that's fine. Some sort of involvement which benefits city, county, state, country, and it is a requirement, and there is some level of punishment if you don't partake. What do you think, Dave?
I think we're going to need to iron out some details first. Are you talking about that's like a full-time thing? You must spend a year, 2 years, whether it's in the military or something else, you know, dedicating your working hours to this?
No. My gut says no. It is something, obviously, if you're in the military, it is that.
It is, unless you're in the National Guard or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Just going to say that. My instinct suggests if you get a job right away or you go to school or community college, whatever, it is something you can do. I don't want to make it too onerous, but there is a benefit to those areas where you are participating and helping, and the idea that some level of responsibility is achieved for those who participate in this. I know by no means am I suggesting everybody at 18 has to join the military. There's 0.0% chance that happens.
You have to go to war, even if there's not a war. We'll make one for you.
Go to war against your neighbor. Now, a texter says freedom. I'm not suggesting that this is such a long commitment. There's so many hours that it limits you from other aspects of your life. But do we as a country, do those individuals benefit enough? Can we give enough options, opportunities, where people can find a path for this, and the collective we, including the individuals, are in a better spot because of it?
I don't think it can be mandatory. I think freedom is one reason, And I think the other reason is capitalism. If you could do, I think it's a great idea to encourage it, to absolutely encourage, whether, as you said, it's military service or some other sort of community service, something that helps the greater good. I think it's wonderful if we would spend more time, more energy encouraging things like that from the 18 to 25, 18 to 30, whatever the age range may be. And perhaps part of that encouragement has to be some sort of monetary stipend. Perhaps maybe it's a tax cut. I don't know. Think about all the options. But to make
Can I jump in on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we make it? Okay, let's say it's not mandatory, just picking up what you're saying, but there is a benefit, there is an incentive in some way if you participate in this.
I think that's a very good idea. If you incentivize it, if you give people a reason to do it, aka a little bit of money, a little bit of scratch, then yes, I think it's an excellent idea, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but something enough where, you know,
right,
the average young adult is going to say, okay, I think that's worth my time to do whatever it happens to be that interests them that would benefit the country in some way.
And maybe you have, maybe it's not just money. Maybe there's five different enticing options where people sit down and really flesh out the details of this, where if it's someone who says, well, the money's not really the thing, but there are other ways where it does appeal to them. Let's pause right here. What do you think about this idea? 18 to 25, 18 to 30, some level of commitment from those individuals. Let's even look at the 18 to 30. Over a 12-year period where either you're required to participate in something somewhere during this age, and it's not an extraordinary amount. It doesn't prevent you from pursuing a job, college, whatever is the main pursuit of your life. But it is either mandatory, or maybe this makes more sense, which we've kind of fleshed out here a little bit. There is an incentive to it. Does this benefit the city, the county, the state, the country? Does it benefit those individuals? What are your thoughts? You want to chime in with a phone call? You can. You want to offer up a text? That's easy also. Love the participation. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to us, whether it's live or the podcast. You can reach out 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk Aquarius right now because of a challenge today with my youngest son. It's the rare broadcast from my house. Pretty much if I'm in town, it's 99% of the time I'm at headquarters. But today I faced some challenges with Q, so I'm here. So this is a perfect example where I can tell you, and I did it today, whatever time I get up, I've made it the first thing I do, get a glass of water. Get a glass of water. And I know the quality of my water because I work with Aquarius Home Services. AquariusHomeServices.com, family-owned company, earning the right to be recommended. They have been around since the late 80s, a family-run company. You don't know about the quality of your water? You really don't. Have Aquarius come out and check it. I know I'm great because I have the Connecticut drinking water system. Right now, with Aquarius, you can save up to 25% if you get a Connecticut drinking water system. How about a water softener? How about make sure the rest of your house where you use your water is beneficial? They're really a one-stop shop. Just think about your utility room. Trust me, Aquarius can help you out with everything in that utility room. I'm a customer for 30-plus years. AquariusHomeServices.com. We're talking about some level of either mandatory service or incentive to participate, ages 18 to 30. A lot of interesting texts. Hal is called in. Hal, go ahead, sir. You're on the Home of the Twins, WCCO.
You know what? As you went to Hal, we lost Hal.
Hal hung up. That's fine. That's fine. We're done.
He just wanted to wait through the break.
Yeah, Hal. Really? Just wanted to hear the bumper. JFK present, okay? The famous speech, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Interesting thought that aligns with the subject. If it includes community service, why not make it 2 weeks a year, include able bodies 18 to 65, texter points out, these are texts. It's easier for older folks like Hannity to say, do as I say, and not as I do. More text, just tuned in. Talking about mandatory public service. Economically, it's a bad idea. Unless we have the economy we had about 100 years ago. When unemployment and depression were the rule, in this economy, such a plan would not work. Low unemployment and strong economy. Not convinced about them. People are talking about AmeriCorps, right? We have that. The incentive it pays young adults, of course. The Trump administration feeling like that's bad, Dave, and we're slashing and trying to cut it away. More tax. The incentive is there. My kid is going to the Army this fall. He's getting the range of $17,000 to sign as a bonus. His test scores are through the roof. He couldn't do college. He says it's boring. But being a paratrooper medic in the Army is what he wants. The military needs smart people. They will pay the country enormously for little cost. What do you think about just the military side? Is that enough?
To have some sort of conscription? Easy for me to say.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, seriously. It's rubbing off.
Well,
it's got to be more than just the military.
It does. We have just we have way too many people.
Currently serving the Minnesota Air National Guard. Thank you. The last thing we need is a requirement of having folks who don't want to be there. That's why I'm saying it's way more than military, Dave. And it's not in that short a period of time, and it's incentive. It's an option. It's the options are there, not just here is the one route. You have to do it right away. We might try to get a guest on this and try to explore this a little bit more. A number of excellent texts on the topic. Hauser Man, early next hour, special session. Is it ever going to happen? Could it happen Saturday? Time on that topic, but first, CBS and Susie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.